Well, much of the world's attention is on Texas. Catastrophic floods across India, Nepal and Bangladesh have now killed more than 1,200 people and deluged millions. It's the worst flooding to strike the region in several years. India's financial capital, Mumbai, was shut down when it received nearly a month's average rainfall in a single day. There's been widespread damage to farmland and the floods have wreaked havoc in Nepal, which is still recovering from the 2015 earthquake. Barney Porter has the latest.
The monsoon rains have led to wide-scale flooding, causing landslides, damaging roads and electric towers, washing away tens of thousands of homes and inundating farmland. In western India, Mumbai has come to a grinding halt, with authorities struggling to evacuate people before a high tide is expected to add to the chaos. Low-lying areas of the city are flooded, train services used by hundreds of thousands of commuters daily have become paralysed, while poor visibility has forced airport authorities to divert flights. The chief of Maharashtra state is Devendra Fadnavis.
There is massive flooding. We're asking people to only come out of their homes if there's something important to do. Otherwise, they should stay indoors. We've advised all businesses in the city to close down. But we've also told office workers to only leave their building after checking the traffic and weather alerts that we're providing.
The deluge has revived memories of the 2005 floods, which killed more than 500 people, the majority of them in shantytown slums, where more than half the city's 20 million people live. Rural areas have also been devastated. More than 500 have died in the eastern state of Bihar. Many people are leaving their homes in any possible way, on makeshift rafts or boats, with some carrying just a suitcase of belongings with them. And crops have been lost, with fields in many parts of the state still inundated. Based on the information I've received and the regions I've seen, I can say that all the crops in those areas have been completely destroyed. Nearly 100% of it is lost. Floodwaters have completely destroyed our green fields. We're going to pick whatever is left and feed ourselves. We are hoping for help. Please help us. We are drowning. Our crops have been destroyed. How are we going to live? Right across India's northeast, hundreds of thousands are being housed in relief camps. There are similar scenes in neighbouring Nepal. Riham Alam survived floodwaters in the country's southeast.
On midnight, the floods come and destroyed my house. In that house, there are 5 goats and destroyed our house. We have no foods to eat, no clothes to wear.
Francis Marcus is a spokesman for the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. He's now back in Kathmandu after visiting flood-affected areas in Nepal's south.
At least 150 people are reported dead and just under 30 are still missing, unaccounted for in Nepal, with tens of thousands of people displaced from their homes and thousands of houses destroyed or damaged.
He's told the BBC the floodwaters have now begun to recede and river levels are dropping, but problems persist.
They're still in a very, very difficult and very arduous situation, either in tented camps or under tarpaulins in the hot sun and remaining monsoon rain, or having gone back to their homes or what's left to them, finding the houses caked in mud inside and all their possessions swept away. So people are still in a very, very difficult and arduous situation.
Nepal is still recovering from the earthquake that devastated parts of the country in 2015. Francis Marcus says the country now has a new set of immediate needs.
Well, the big problems now are shelter, of course, with so many tens of thousands of people displaced from their homes, and also the health situation gives rise for not alarm, but concern and attention with the risk of the spread of diseases. So we very much need to focus on those issues in our ongoing support.
And there's no immediate end in sight. The monsoon season runs from June through to September. The rains have already affected close to 40 million people across northern India, southern Nepal and northern Bangladesh.
Barney Porter.